Well, they're working hard, and we're trying to play tighter and not give as much. But you know, there's always room for improvement, as every coach will say about their team. You know, you're never satisfied, but the work ethic is there. That's what I worry about the most.
Is it concerning even during the wins, you're still being outshot?
Yeah, their game plan was come over and fire from everywhere. You know, push shots on net, try to go for rebounds. So you're going to give up more shots. And Thomas is playing well, so they want to throw as much rubber at him as he can, and they did. Well, that's good. You know, it's no one wants to look at that zero when you look at the stats. You know, it kind of gets on your mind, so it's good for him that he broke it. Good rush by him, and stopped at the net and got a rebound. Well, that's a long time ago. I haven't decided yet. You know, it's, you know, he's, Thomas has played a lot, but we have to see what happens tomorrow.
Do you think Bokun starts to get his focus a little sharper when he has so much
against him? Definitely, you feel the puck more, you feel good about yourself, and he's playing the puck a lot more, and he's into the game, and he's playing well for us. He's one of the main reasons why we won at home this stand. Well, you know, our special teams, if you look at the stats, they're not very good on the... They're real good at home, but real bad on the road. So we're going to have to prove in the special teams area, our PK and our power play. Yeah. We're getting it done there, but we got to get it done on the road. So we got to be sharper on the road and keep it more simple, I think, on the power play.
We're playing these ugly games at home, the last three games, one goal games. Is that a good recipe for what you want to do on the road?
Well, yeah, it's gonna. You know, we want to keep it tight on the road, just like Carolina came in here last night. Let's play it tight, see what happens, kind of thing. You know, and they played hard and. But for us on the road, we have, when we do on the road, we got to keep it simple and chip pucks and make them make mistakes, and we capitalize on it.
Do you remind guys when they're winning and not playing well? I mean, I don't know how you consider yesterday's game, but do you remind guys that, we won the game, but there's a lot of work that we need to do?
Yeah, they know that. I don't have to even say too much, with it. You heard the comments after the game that we won. We found a way to win, which is an important thing. Good teams always find ways to win, and with Orly getting his first goal, stuff like that, different people stepping up, just not, the Backstroms or the Simmons or Ovi, it's like different players chipping in. That's how you get a winning streak together.
How is Nicholas Backstrom? What's in the play?
It's day-to-day still. So we're just waiting to see.
Is it getting unlikely that we'll see Nicky before the All-Star break?
Well, as coaches, we always hope they're going to be here tomorrow. But, it's one of those things day-to-day. We have to wait and see.
As a coach, you're 20 games in now. Do you feel like the players have really grasped everything that you wanted to get?
Yeah, some of us, they're professionals. They know... how to play the game, and it's just little tweak on the systems a bit, but they're playing hard, and that's what I care about. They're blocking. You see how many shots we blocked last night? That's caring about winning and losing, and that's how you win games. And we had 20 some blocks again, and the other team had 9. Well, that's 20 less pucks going toward the net that could go in. So it's a big thing, and the puck hurts. So they sacrifice their body, and they shoot it pretty hard now. So when they go down and block, that's a commitment to win.
That's what a lot of guys are talking about, doing the little things right, being harder to play against. Mm-hmm. Is that something that can change, that a coach can help change?
Oh, yeah. You reward guys for, you kill penalties. You go down and block shots, you're going to be killing penalties, because you have to block shots. And, again, that's a telltale, one way of saying, well, I block shots. You can contribute to the team without scoring goals. It's always not everybody kind of rates their games on goals and assists, but... you got to rate them also on back-checking hard, blocking shots, playing the right way, finishing your hits.
Are you seeing Ovi in other ways? His whole career was scoring goals. But
yeah, but he is, though. He's always one of our highest-rated guys after every game. Like, he hit that guy hard, that just brought the whole team up. So stuff like that, he's got one of the most hits on our team, him and Bauer. And by doing that, he's creating a lot of opportunity, a lot of momentum for us. And it helps us win.
What do you need to do, as a coach, where do you need to go from here? I mean, what are some improvements you need to make?
Well, you know,
not you personally, but as a team.
Yeah, you know, as a team, you know, we always get better. You know, we can finish better. We had some good scoring chances. We're not finishing as much, and sometimes we should put the puck on the net more instead of a fancy play. You know, like little things like that. But as far as the competitiveness and working hard, you see, it was a hard fought game out there today, last night. You know, and say, and tomorrow, Islanders, they're playing hard, so we're gonna have to match their playing hard and play the right way and come up on top.
Make sure you don't look at their record too much.
No, we know they've improved a lot. They got good young players that are scoring goals, so we got to be real careful.
Coach, when you've had these games, it seems the ice really tilts towards your side, and you don't get offensive pressure. Is that by design?
Well, you don't want that, but you can't get caught in an odd man rush, so you're basically protecting more than that. You want to be on the offensive side, but any team you'll see where, you know, if you got the lead, you're protecting more. And as long as you don't give up scoring chances, you know, like if they take the outside shots, so be it. But because Thomas will have all them, we just can't give up the big save that he has come up big.
Yeah, they
did. You know, well, there's a lot of pressure. They're coming hard, and you know, pulling the goalie. You know, they're down blocking shots again, taking the hit in the corner to clear the puck, and sacrificing again.
Thanks, guys.